Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting second. The left fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The center fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive towards third. Stevenson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a fly ball into left field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner takes first base on ball four. Wehner moves to second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer strikes out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a line drive towards short. Cooney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, With the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer hits a line drive into left field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Grantham moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Grantham moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wehner hits a fly ball towards left field. Webb fields the ball and throws to home. Gonzalez drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Gonzalez. Grantham tags and scores. Wehner tags and moves to third. Kyler tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. 1 out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kremer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooney moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer strikes out. 1 out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kremer strikes out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root bunts towards the mound. Kremer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooney moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Johnny Gooch pinch hits for Hal Rein. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Trainer scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Herman Lane pinch runs for Johnny Gooch. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney misplays the ball. That's an error on Cooney. Lane moves to third. Joe Harris pinch hits for Ray Kremer. Emil Adde pinch runs for Earl Smith. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lane scores. Adde moves to third. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Grantham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson throws the ball into Cooney, who relays the ball to Adams, who tags Grantham trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Adde scores. Harris scores. One out. It's 5-3, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Kyler strikes out. There goes Wehner. The throw from Gonzalez to Cooney, and Wehner is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Morrison now pitching. Roy Spencer now catching. Ed Sicking now playing second base. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cooney hits a fly ball into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-2 in the game. Root is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-3 in the game. Wright strikes out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wehner moves to third. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Trainer hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Trainer reaches second base with a double. Wehner scores. It's 6-3, Pirates. Ed Sicking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicking hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Trainer scores. It's 7-3, Pirates. Bob Osborne now pitching. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Sicking moves to third. Johnny Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wehner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into left field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-4 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. There goes Wright trying to get to third. Wilson throws the ball into Stevenson, who tags Wright for the out. Trainer moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-3. Pirates. Ed Sicking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicking is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sicking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cooney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Pete Scott pinch hits for Bob Osborne. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to third. Cooney moves to second. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sicking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.